The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is Friday, June the 3rd, 2016. We have another live show for you today. So happy to bring a live show for you all. Hopefully your week went well and you are looking forward to spending time with friends and family and building and building and building this weekend, because that's what we're going to be doing ourselves. So we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. And just want to thank you all for listening. So let's take care of the business at hand. Of course, we always start with how we can maintain and support Black Talk Radio Network, which is critically, critically important. And you can go to and be a part of the crowdfunding program, the Crowdfunding Digital Black Media Program, that is ongoing right now as we speak. You can actually give some of your energy, your financial energy, which I believe that you all should do. I got a couple of people that asked me how do they donate. It directed them to the website. And thank you all for those of you that like to feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit. Truly, truly do appreciate you all, because that is what it takes in order for the station to maintain a direction and actually do what it's supposed to do, you know. And I just want to, from myself to you, thank you so much for you being who you are. And believe me, I know that you understand the importance of it. So just want to continue to encourage everyone to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy. You've worked hard for it. And your overall support should be well-deserved. And I think that Black Talk Radio Network is well-deserved, because you're here. A lot of people are here every day throughout most of the day, which is great. So I would say make sure that it's going to be here for you in the future, because it is something that you definitely care about. And I think it's only something that's going to continue to grow. So how do you do that? You can do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com. And go to the Crowdfunding Digital Black Media crowdfunding campaign that's there. And this is how you can contribute. It's very easy. And the first option that you could do, option one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, and make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project. Sorry about that. Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Okay, so that's how you could do it there. That is for $24.99 or less. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, number two, option number two, you can make a one-time contribution for just one penny more of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matter t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. And to receive more than one t-shirt, then all you would have to do is give a donation in increments of $25. So if you need two t-shirts, it's $50. Three t-shirts would be $75, and four t-shirts would be $100. And so the t-shirts come in increments of $25. Make sure you give your appropriate size for each t-shirt that you are going to be receiving for your great contribution. That is appreciated. Next, option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. And you will also be eligible for prizes and gifts that will be given by the network at the appropriate time. So, and you would also get the emails as you would get in option one. So here are some great, great ways in which you could actually facilitate the support of the network, and that you could actually give back from what the network has given to you much in return. So I believe that this is something that we need to do, because so often there are so many things that are there are so many things that have been created for us but that have not been able to stand the test of time, because we need to have the responsibility to uphold it and to maintain it ourselves. It's not for anyone else to do. It's not for a government to do. It's not for a private entity to do. It's for you to do. If you are gaining from here, then this is a great place for you to actually show your appreciation for it in this, that way it maintains, and that you can ensure that the giving continues. Because I'm going to tell you, the process of learning is never complete until you give it away, until you give away what it is that you have learned. So this would be a great way for you to support that. Okay, so now let's go to our Facebook page in Tando. Let's check out Tando Radio Show's Facebook page. And that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Tando. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's a lot that is, as always I say, there's a lot that's going on. Before I get into it, let me hit on a couple of things that is important. If you are interested in supporting a community-based business that is bringing a great product to you, you can go to Uncle Fat Seasoning. This stuff is very, very good. I put it pretty much on everything. It enhances the flavor of everything that it's on, in my opinion, because I do use it myself. And if you would like to order it, it's all natural ingredients, herbs and spices and minerals, which your body actually needs. And that's one of the problems that we have with sickness today, is because we are breathing toxic air. We are drinking toxic dead water, and we are eating synthetic dead toxic food. So very, very important to start establishing where you will receive what your body needs. So you can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in purchasing or exchanging your currency for real money, and you could do that with us, and we have our website is up with Prosperity Mint, where you can actually purchase your own silver and gold. And if you would like to do that, then call me or text me directly, 951. Text me directly, 951-790-8330. And I will walk you through the process on doing that. Okay, so I want to start today's show. Where do I start? Well, I'm going to give you a little. Someone contacted me today, and they were in a bank. and they were having a conversation with a banker. They were there conducting some of their regular business, and the banker started to talk to them about just general things, and then the conversation got more a little more specific, and they were talking about the different things that are going on. Let me tell you, from what was expressed to me, the banker had expressed that, and I won't say the bank's the bank or the credit union or anything like that, but the person was telling me that they got the sense that the person that they were talking to, the banker, had a sense, had a real problem with some of the banking things that they are seeing at their institution, and their conscience was in turmoil because they knew where things were going. And this was the gist of the conversation. Everything that we talked about here on Tando Radio Show is definitely active and real and happening as we speak. The whole setup is very real. Let me tell you what was expressed to me by the one person from the banker. They started to talk about capital controls. And they started to talk about the capital controls that different banking institutions have and how that's a shame. Then the person said to them, well, you know, we don't even own. And then the banker stopped them mid-sentence and said, yes, your cash is no longer yours. And at some point, at some time, they're going to not give it to you. Wait until that happens and see how many people are surprised. And the person had relayed to them, well, just make sure you're not going to be here when that type of those type of events start to happen. And the banker had confirmed, no, they don't plan on it. And the banker was quite disturbed. The person was telling me that the banker was very sincere, looking them in the eyes when they were talking, and was like they wanted to convey a message. But the person was well aware of some of the things that's going on. And they were actually confirming what they had already started to learn. And the banker was happy that at least there were some people that knew what was going on and would be able to protect themselves. Why do I say this? Because this is a moment in history and eternity that we happen to be at right now. And we're here because there are individuals that have made the decision to fleece, steal, destroy the economic stability of the common person. Just like you can make a choice to grab a glass of water or to drink tea. Just like you can make a choice to go to a football game or go to a basketball game. Just like you can make the choice of saving in real money or continue to be a consumer. Just as you have decisions in the everyday part of your life, so do other individuals that happen to have influence because of the organization that is in place. And let me tell you something about this. The key to this whole thing is that they are more organized, even in their infighting, as I talked about before, than we are, than the general population. That is the truth. And the key to that is this, that their free will be adhered to by the energy and the commitment that they give into it. And it's the same way with us, because we do not, the general population does not know either out of ignorance or because of denial or because they just want to look the other way. It doesn't matter what it is, because either way, the same direction of the energy will continue to flow. And this banker was telling the person, the people have a big surprise that's coming to them. And they are going to be more than hurt. And you could tell from what was conveyed to me that the banker was extremely upset by it all. And no, it's not going to come the way that we think it's going to come. It's not going to come when we think it's going to come, because we are not the ones that are instigating or creating or giving life to this. But I would tell you, I think it's very important until the people of the world become organized more, until the people of the world become more organized than the manipulation of destruction, then the destruction will continue to prevail as it has prevailed for so long, because the people are disorganized and are not committed to organizing first themselves by removing themselves as much as possible from the system. See, one of the things that we have to understand is this, is that it's so easy for people to fall into organizing a direction when it's exploit at the expense of someone else exploiting someone else. Why is that? Because that's a low frequency energy that is easy to fall into, because we are being bombarded by low frequencies constantly. It makes it easier. But then there are some societies in the universe where it's just the opposite. It's much more difficult to be a low energy living entity because everything else around them is at such a high frequency. And I'm going to tell you, the current of energy is always going to flow towards the path like water of the least resistance. And it's going to hit something and then bounce off and go somewhere else, but it's going to continue to travel. And I don't do Tando for the entertainment of anyone. I don't do Tando, and I don't prepare, and I don't do the classes and everything for the entertainment of anyone. It's being done because I hope that people will engage in protecting themselves and then changing the overall frequency of this planet. It's not my choice for that to happen, but it is my choice for me to choose that. And just like it is for you, I think it's critical that we choose that path as soon as possible, and to change. No, it's not going to be easy. It is going to be easy to give up. It is going to be easy to fall back into the regular direct and the normal flow and the normal direction of low frequency, because we are bombarded by it. But it's going to take some really strong individuals to say no. Not just say no first for themselves, and then that no will start to resonate and grow even further, and that vibration will get even higher, and then you will start to say no for anyone else that decides not to do it, and I will align with them regardless of what I feel or think of them. It's the overall direction that matters. And I would say, I think it's crucial, it's critical for us to make that individual decision ourselves, but don't try to catch up to where the establishment has already put into place. Don't try to change the whole world right now. Is it possible? Of course it is. But are we moving in that direction? It's up to you individually first. So since it's up to you individually first, then I would say, do what you can. Do as much as you can. Engage yourself in what you want to see created. Don't force it. Nurture it. Don't push it by fear. Create it by love. Give it energy and it will live and it will grow. And I say this because there are a lot of people that want to move in a different direction in all walks of life. And if we minimize ourselves to only a certain occupation, only a certain group of people, only a certain this, only a certain that, that is because that is the bombardment and the after effects of the low frequency. There's nothing greater than what the great creator God Almighty has created. But that creation becomes a fullness of that creation by surrendering to the capabilities and the intentions of that creation. We all have a free will. The great creator God Almighty can't go against your free will. So there is no way in the world that you can go against anyone else's free will. And I would say don't waste your time there. And I think so many times that's what we do, is that within our families, trying to convince one person in the family that they need to prepare when other people don't, when they don't, they're not really gravitating that way. Or friends or coworkers or everything, don't try to go out and save the world, because the world is not yours to save. It's yours to work within. Save yourself first. And then from that love that you have for yourself, it will force multiply itself to where you will be able to love anyone else. You may not love or like what they do, but see, the ability to love is the strongest commitment you could ever make. It's not always the most popular one, because it's one in which gives and doesn't take. When we've been taught in this paradigm, in this low frequency paradigm, what have you done for me lately, love? What are you doing for me, love? What's in it for me? That is difficult to break, because it's very difficult for us to see in our own eyes. It's very difficult for us to realize among ourselves and our capability to it. But see, once we do realize that we are capable, then we can understand why these institutions and these individuals that manipulate the world are doing what they're doing. And this one person that talked to me about the banker said that he felt so bad for the gentleman. And all he could do was let the gentleman know that there are many people that are preparing. And there are many people that see the manipulation for what it really is. And that they are actively changing that in their lives. And his response was, that's what I'm committing to myself at all costs. See, it's so easy when someone can do things, make sacrifices that can benefit us individually. We think that that is what is supposed to happen. No, that is not supposed to happen. It is a free will and a love that creates that to happen. And we have to establish the environment where love can reduplicate itself, magnify itself, and be a part of a inheritance that is cemented in our traditions, our culture, our way of life, and our direction. So I just wanted to convey to you what happened to someone that I know that reached out to me today. And this is, many people around the world are picking up on what's going on. Some people are going to take advantage of this to actually perpetuate their own agenda. So shall it be. There will be people that will actually want to help others, but then others will take from that individual because that's what they've been taught and they haven't decided to move away from that, but so shall it be. There will be many people that will be out to destroy others. But I always say, how can any man kill you when they didn't give you life? I think it is a remarkable life, eternal life that we live. And I'm just happy to be here at this moment with you all to endure whatever will come with you so that we can build something together. And it doesn't have to be by a leadership, because that is a leadership is being pulled by a leash, a lead. That's where the word really comes from, to put you on a leash and to lead you. The great creator did not make you inferior to be led, made you to be great to create. And I think it's time for us to really start to look at our fullness thereof and take the responsibility that comes along with it. So, getting ready to, well, no, we got a couple of minutes, so I just wanted to express that with you, and I'm encouraged by it all, and I'm really looking forward to the beauty of the opportunities that will be presented. In this eternity and all of the other ones that we will engage in, because I can only believe because I don't know, nor do I have to know, because I am committed to building, committed to working with, committed to doing something greater than what we've been taught by man, in establishing what the capabilities that were given to us by the great creator. We were made perfect. Now it's time for us to make it work perfectly, and it can. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, at any time, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. It doesn't cost for you to ask a question. It doesn't cost for you to care. It doesn't cost for you to start the progression towards dismantling what destroys. So give us a call. Then when we come back, we're going to look at a couple of things in the news, some of the current event things in the news, and jump into the last hour. We're going to pick back up on the 96-hour margin call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we are here on Friday. And I just want to say big shouts out to my man, Scotty. You know, I forgot to tell Scotty, I love when in one of the commercials, when he says, Black Talk Radio, Black Talk Radio Network. Love it, love it, love it. Hey, we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. And then we're going to get into today's show. But you, the callers, are very, very important because this is the movement in the direction that's needed to dismantle what ails us all. So let's go to a caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? What is your question or comment? But before you say that, I will not ask your sign. That is for someone that's listening to the show. She knows who she is. I always say that, and she always waiting for me to ask for somebody for their birth sign. Tell you, my people, I love them. But go ahead, caller. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, this is Brother Jam.
Your Brother Jam. What's up, Jam? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Always good to hear you, brother.
Same likewise, that Brother Rand. Hey, I was going to ask you, I'm going to get into the spiritual stuff, but I was going to ask you, what do you think about the cryptocurrency that being talking about?
Are you kidding me, Jambo? No, you know what? I'm sorry, Jam, but you know what? I'm telling you, our people resonate on so many frequencies together. Let me tell you why I'm not surprised. I had just a brother, and hopefully he calls in to confirm this. He just called me earlier this week and was asking me, he texted me earlier this week about the cryptocurrency. I just talked to him and said that I'll bring that up on the show, and I kind of forgot about it. But see, I don't worry about forgetting things about different things because I know that they'll come up at the appropriate time. And then who brings this up? Nobody but my brother Jam. And it's just amazing how that worked. But go ahead, Jambo. Let's go to your question about the crypto. Go ahead.
Okay. I was over there at my family of alchemists that deals in precious assets and so forth. The ones I told you a while back that
yes.
They didn't want to do any barter trade and whatnot. But we were talking about making a specialized silver coin soon. But long story short, I was asking about like other endeavors in purchasing diamonds. And he was talking about cryptocurrency, what they're like investing heavily on. So I said, that just don't sound right to me. But I said, I better get this Brother Ren, because I know you're on top of stuff like that all.
Yeah, great question, Jambo. We talked about it a couple of times here. Let me tell you, the one thing that cash has is that at least it's physical, okay? And because it's physical, I actually did a video a while back on that, and I think I'm going to try to play that one day here. Let me see if I can still find it, but the one thing about physical cash is that it's physical. And why is that so important? Well, it still has some abilities that it offers you more protection than cryptocurrency by far, completely. Because of this, Jam, you have to remember, like, cryptocurrency, you're talking about like bitcoins and things like that, correct?
Correct.
Yes, okay. And I talked about this before. Bitcoin is nothing new at all. It's been around since the 1700s. And since it's been around for that long, that they realize that the system can just reinvent itself and tell you and say that it's something new when it's been something that's been used eons ago. Because that's what I mean by that the people that manipulate the overall economies and everything that goes along, some people call them the powers that be. I just call them the manipulators that are, is how I like to phrase them, the manipulators that are. The manipulators that are, they know history because they write it. They ensure that the history that they want to be taught is the one that is pushed in school. So they know what has worked way back in the 15, 16s, and 1400s, and you know, for so long, because it's important for them to maintain control, and they commit everything that they have to that, and it has yielded them a bountiful, poisoned harvest. So Bitcoin is nothing new at all. It may just be new to you because they said it was, and it's digital and all this other stuff, but if you didn't know any different, you would think that it's new. This is how you know where it came from. It actually was a part of the currency system in the 1700s, and it was derived and created by the bankers. So when they gave you this lying story about someone out of Japan, a gamer out of Japan, creating Bitcoin to give you some form of rebellion against the system, that's the system getting you right where they want you to lay in their trap. And this is why cryptocurrency is a facade. It is even more controlling and enslaving than cash is. Why? Because all they have to do is turn the lights out on it. It is what the bankers have always tried to get people on, is a cashless society. Why? Because then there can't be a created black market that will be effective against them. So Bitcoin is good for now in stable times. But let me ask you something. If you go to your computer, have you ever had a virus, Jambone, on your computer? Or you've never known anybody that's had a virus on their computer?
Oh, yes. I had to deal with one on my own personal.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something. When you had that virus on your computer, were you able to turn your computer on and do the regular business that you were able to do before the virus was there?
No, sir. Not at all.
Nothing at all. What happened? You had a black screen, didn't you?
That's right. Or everything was so messed up, I couldn't even configure or work anything on.
Well, that is the counterparty risk to Bitcoin. At the appropriate time and at the appropriate moment, it will be black screened to where you can't access a darn thing. Why in the world? Now, I do think that you should use for what it can be used for, as you know, for small things and just to have as diversification for something, you know, not so significant, relatively small. You should have even less Bitcoin than you have cash. If you don't have any cash, you got Bitcoin, what are you thinking? Because at the appropriate moment, at the appropriate time, all they have to do is cut the lights out. When they cut the lights out, I'll ask you, what do you have? And then you will see at that appropriate time the mistake of that is in the system. And Mt. Gox was one of the Bitcoin companies when it first started. Mt. Gox was raided by the FBI, and the FBI and the government took over, I think it was over 300 million or up to almost a billion in bitcoins.
Wow.
Why did they do that? Because it was their system. They didn't raid Mt. Gox. They created Mt. Gox. They created Bitcoin. And they made it popular so that you would think that it would offer you some form of protection at the appropriate time. It doesn't even exist. How can it offer any protection for you? It's not. You can't even hold it. It has no physical existence at all. It requires the stability of the grid to be up in order for it to be working. And then it's no guarantee that it will, because they'll say a hacker hit it, but it wasn't no hacker. It was them. Jambone, you seen some of those companies that say that they're there to protect your identity? You know, they have a certain name for them. You know, they say, I'm going to just say, they say a firm hold on your life, you know, but they say something else. They said they got a lock on your life, so no hacker can get to you and make sure that you have your identity protected. Wow, really? Those are the same individuals that are hacking your overall personal identity and stealing it. And actually stealing it. We really need to be very, very careful, and we cannot give any form of energy or any false sense of security in the system. Why? Because the system has always lied and has always came up with a new lie for the moment and at the appropriate time, just for you to find out later on that was a scam. Bitcoin is a scam. Always has been, always will be. There are some people in Bitcoin that are sincere, but the overall system of Bitcoin was created by the bankers. If you don't think so, look at your credit card. It's digital. Works off of bits. Works off of micro bits. They tell you everything. So that's my thing about digital currency. And with the overall hacking and the overall falsehoods of cyber attacks and everything else, you would be better served to take the appropriate savings of your monetary future by things that are tangible, that have real intrinsical value. You think about Bitcoin, it doesn't even exist, so it can't have intrinsical in value. It can't have intrinsic value. And one of the things you can always remember is this: if God didn't create it, maybe we should just walk away from it. We've been run into too many things that man has created, and that has brought about the GMOs and the synthetic foods and synthetic this and synthetic that, because that's all that man can do. So I would say, if God didn't create it, why would you even have any form of confidence in it? So, yeah, Bitcoin is a very, very dangerous, dangerous system. It's the perfect falsehood. It's the perfect ambush. And they are setting up many people. Yes, I do think that you should have some. I had Bitcoins. I even still have, I think, a couple of Bitcoins. But I don't have any confidence in it. I understand what I can use it for, and what I can use it for, I do. I never overextend myself in it. There's no way in the world I'm going to put any form of savings into it just for the lights to get turned off on it. No, no, no. So that's my take on it, Jambone. What's yours?
Well, I can call it what you call kryptonite currency, instead of cryptocurrency, call it kryptonite currency. You know, if anybody get it, you know, something that would harm Superman. But anyway,
right.
I agree with you. You know, I had to get your thoughts about it. It just didn't seem right. You know, especially like you said, if there was like a power outage, then you won't be able to use that. And you know, you could always use cash. People know what it's worth. Even your coinage, from pennies, nickels, and dimes, and your paper currency. Even if it did have no value, if it was a collapse, still the paper that you hold in your pocket still would be more than worth than what you call Bitcoin. So that your analogy is correct. I totally agree with you there, Brother Rent.
Yeah, and I think it's. They create things at the appropriate time, because one of the things is how you can make sure that you actually infiltrate the revolution is that you create the stands and the foundation that the revolution will be standing on. And so the Bitcoin has been set up like as the socking it to the man and actually having, you know, taking yourself out of the system. Are you kidding me? You're taking yourself. It's their system. It's completely their system. It always has been their system. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I wonder why my trade friends that sell precious assets and whatnot, they want to, I guess you call it, venture in and huge amounts of money into this this false system, then want to swindle other people in. I just asked them about, you know, about diamonds. You know, what my research goes within diamonds, it goes far beyond than what metal wealth holds. Of course, you know, you've seen some of my off-the-wall notes private group, but as far as that goes, you know, I wanted to, like, see what they're taking, because I remember he was talking about purchasing white diamonds. And then, you know, I wanted to see what all he have, and maybe I can purchase a few of them. And he didn't start talking about Bitcoin. No, man, it just don't seem right. But he sent me some videos and stuff today. I started looking them over and said, oh, no. That's like some false propaganda and stuff they were showing on Channel 7 News. I'm like, yeah, I better get in touch with them and share what I experienced today about this. And I don't want to adventure into nothing like that now.
Yeah. I look at it. Some people have great confidence in it, you know, and some very reputable, great people. And I totally understand it, but I just know fool's gold when I see it.
That's right. You got to be like a black leprechaun. Hold all your precious black assets. That's what you call that silver there. I got one other thing I'm going to share. Then I'm going to
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Did you? I know you don't watch movies, but this one movie that really I went over there and really overanalyzed it. It was what's it called? The X-Men Apocalypse. Well, this was really deep. Of course, you know, people that seen it and everything, it was all ancient Egypt. But if they never knew about precious metals and so forth, and certain things that how metals and chemistry reacts, that's why they need to take your class, by the way, they would have no idea how none of this stuff is really capable of being true. From the tip of the pyramid, how UV rays shine down through the triangle down to the other parts of the pyramid, and then it shows like the guy was transferring his spirit essence to another living body. Well, we talked about some things about that like once before. Well, how you could catch like the germs or certain illnesses and so forth, but then we also talked about like cannibalism, what people did in the past where they would eat people to try to gain their strength or be able to be close to them. But there was like different types of cannibalism, like they would fight their foes or they would eat their loved ones and whatnot, and like albinos, they swear up and down and had like some kind of crazy preference. But anyway, long story short, man, some stuff that fell in my lap is just mind-blowing as far as possible and capable. But now, that's all I have to say. So people really need to get in your class. A lot of this stuff, what they seen in the movies, it really like shows some light what they don't understand. They probably think it's like false.
Yeah, it's but see, the great thing about that, Jambone, just like there's brothers like you, and there's Black Talk Radio Network, and there's you know, all the callers that call in, and everyone that contributes on Tando and everything else. Man, there is a great movement, and some people tend to think that everything is going to be fine. Well, it may very well be fine, but the key reason why I think we need to engage in starting to question things is because things will always be fine for those that manipulate the economy. They will never, ever be fine for the general population until the general population makes that a actual desire or a something that they give energy to for it to change. And you know as well as I know, there are so many falsehoods that are actually deadly. They start to take a deadly control over things, and it's some of the reasons why we have sicknesses. I wonder why we go to some of the doctors and things, because the sicknesses that are coming from is not going to be cured or actually properly treated there. They're only going to just enhance the symptoms of what it is. And so, like you, Jambone, is a lot of things that that you've taken a responsibility to learn more and to educate yourself. And you've been educating yourself absent of schooling. You've been educating yourself in the presence of what the great Creator God Almighty has established in you. And believe me, brother, I've seen your growth from the very first time that I met you to the time that you sent me that funny text that I won't talk about on air. You know which one I'm talking about, right? So I just want to say, brother, I appreciate you and continue on your journey, because you are encouraging. You encourage me. You teach me, and I learn from you, and I'm also inspired by you. So I truly, truly thank you, brother.
Hey, I thank you for everything that you do for me and others as well there, Brother Rand. You always be help there, my wise brother. Also, I was going to ask y'all, I'd like to have a request of the Davis family start a class. I'm very interested.
Yeah, they need to.
And you wouldn't believe all the people I've talked to about the small things and what they don't understand. And a lot of it, they like when we was talking about the UV ray, right? I mean, the UV ray light and the aura energy. People see aura energy and they don't understand it. And people's mental thoughts have been dumbed down by certain beliefs and they don't have no understanding of it. So, and you know, they'll be really surprised, and a lot of it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. The aura, what it is also in your text as well. But I would like to have, like, you know, or somebody have a class of that to be really broke down, because a lot of people are like fear of it. They're scared. They don't have no understanding. Some people like taking medications because they think they're going insane.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Jambone. And I think that depending on Brother and Sister Davis's schedule, I think that that's something that they would be open to. And I would also say you need a class, Brother Jambone. And there's a lot of us, a lot of great brothers and sisters that actually need to engage in classes. Even just from a standpoint of just discussion, you know. So you also need a class, just as Brother and Sister Davis needs one. Brother Bragg needs one. Oh my God, Brother Bragg needs one. Rod needs one. There are so many people that there is information that we need to start to, because we really, I think it would benefit us greatly if we start to rely on each other. And the overall gain of that will be great. And more importantly, it will start to inspire other people to reach their potential good and their potential bounds much faster than what we've got going on here. So I would say you also need a class, Brother Jam.
I totally agree, man. Hopefully soon I can put this together and it can be more explainable, so that it won't be something fiction. I can bring something to the light. You know what I'm saying? Be like Merlin's position. You know, I could take some dust and turn it to something they never thought of. But that's all I have to say there, Brother Ren. I sure appreciate you, man.
Okay, brother.
Be safe.
All right, Jam. Take care, Jam. All right, brother. Good, 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 brother. Good, brother. Brother Jam. So, a lot of great points. It's true. Yes, Brother and Sister Davis do need a class. so many of you do. I think it's great when we all start to give of ourselves to the people. And then I think those individuals that do that, it actually pushes other people in directions that beyond, you know, what they thought they were able to do before. And I think it's critical that we do that, because once we all start to resonate together and we start to rely on each other, man, we really can start to build a foundation that the rest of, you know, the generations that we've not yet named can build on even further. And then I'm going to tell you this. One of the things that we, in my opinion, we really need to get back to is that we need to really get back to sitting under our elders, sitting under the elders that we have among us, sitting among the elders that have seen so much before and have so much to give with us, and then take the energy of the youth and build, but under the directions and the guidance of the experience of the past. So many times, you know, in my opinion, we give way too much to our youth from the standpoint that we give them nothing at all, because we don't always engage our elders. And that is, to me, one of the greatest things that we can do, is so that our young people can multiply themselves from the energy of the past, and they will have more than a head start. They will start to completely redefine everything, which needs to happen. So that's just my take on it all. Definitely give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. We'll see you in queue. Definitely we'll bring you up. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we got to hit some of this stuff in the news, or unless we get a call. Once we get a caller, I'm more concerned about the individual that we have with us than anything else. I think that is where the priority should be. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and got my man Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, you there?
Yo, peace.
Peace, brother. Hold on, Brother Braggs. First things first. Brother Jambone said, talked about classes. And yes, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, they need to have a class. Jambone needs to have a class. Brother Roz needs to have a class. You, my brother, you need a class to teach, because it would bring so much to our young, middle age, and the seniors among us, because, brother, just in the conversations that I've had with you off air are phenomenal, and they go on and they go on, and they're so informative, and I just love one of the things I love about Brother Braggs is that Brother Braggs. There's a couple of brothers that do this. Roz does this too. they read something and they store it differently than anybody else. You know, Brother Braggs has that gift to read something once or twice, and then his recall on it is just amazing. So I would encourage you, Brother Braggs, just to think about having a class, and you could do it on the platform that I have. You could do, you know, Brother Davis could do it, Sister Davis could do it on the same platform that I have, and just go from there. You don't have to create anything, it's already there. Just, you know, you could do it there, and then also, or even I'll set up one so you can have your own, and then because you may want to, I would say do that. That way you can actually keep the overall recordings for what you want to use them for and everything else. I think that's really, really important. So always take control of your material. But I really do think, Brother, that you need to think about having a class, and I think you will be surprised because a lot of people contact me and ask about Brother Bragg. I mean, they really do, and so I just would hope that you would just consider it and give thought to it, Brother.
Hey, I don't mind sharing anything that I find because I'm a seeker, and a seeker is supposed to share. Knowledge is no good that's kept. Knowledge must be shared. So I don't have a problem helping out. Hey, look, you know what I'm going to ask you? Did you break into America yet? Boy, oh boy. Boy. Mike, look, I had to put it down because it was becoming too I'm not going to mess with it again until Sunday. I got to get into this metanetic part of my initiation. I'm behind. And look, right. It's Friday. Golly. I usually use my time good, but man, this book got me so absorbed. Man.
And you didn't see my text last night, did you?
Man, you know what? I did something weird last night. I was messing with this grass, but I came and sat out on the couch last night. I guess about 7:20. Man, it was lights out. I woke up at like 12:30. I don't know. I can't even explain it, but I guess I needed it, so I had it. I got it.
You need it because you burn a lot of energy in your overall, you know, thought process, and especially when you're reading a book. The one that you're reading now, I sent you a text last night. I said, yeah, because it has your mind going. So I sent a text to you last night and said, Brother Braggs, I can't find it. Where is it? Resend it to me. I'm looking for it. I can't find it. So if you can, I have it because I saved it because you told me to save it. I saved it, but I saved so much. If you can, just read. Retext it to me because I want to start.
I had it up all day long, and now I put it back on. But I'll get it up.
What I would love to do for your class, I would love for you to break that down, just from what you think and from what you connect, what you gain from it.
I'm getting ready to get into the conquest of Mexico and the conquest of Peru. I got both of the books from the same time period. So you know what's going to happen, right? I'm going to cross-reference all three references.
Yep.
And it's the same people, Estevano, Colombo, these navigators. Anytime you hear navigators, it took me a long time. You got Peking Gang. Most navigators before, all up until the time that the Europeans learned navigation, the only navigators were Moors. These brothers from West Africa, Mali, these boys was going up and down the coast. These boys were Superman, man.
Yeah. And I think the Dogons had some movement there,
too. The Dogon, the Washington. Man, all of these boys, I'm telling you, it's so deep. Look, this book going to take you right into all of that. That's what's so lovely. They're going to take you into, they're going to talk Vespasian. You hear what I'm saying? Titus, they're going to talk about leveling Jerusalem to the ground. No stone unturned. You know, that's these Greeks. Man, let me stop.
Let me give you.
You remember the Greeks started off as black people. Remember the Minyan started off as black people. The Romans initially started off as black people. Remember, the world was one time all black.
All black.
For a long, long, long time.
Until the fracturing of the continents, right? Because Africa is the only one that's anchored to the earth, to the crust, to the core.
Solid. That's right. Beautiful thing. And look, everything that's here in America, actually, Egypt mirrors American pyramids because this was the main colonies. At least that's what I'm taking. But I'm gonna continue to study. And anybody who thinks it's different, please let me know, because I'm a true seeker.
You're a true seeker. Brother Bragg,
I get excited, man.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, Brother Bragg, so we're going to tell you all the book that we're talking about, and we're going to be sharing it with everyone once we get through. It's like a mind blower. You read one page a day. You keep going over the same page because it has a. But Brother Bragg, you know one thing that I had learned a long time ago. You know, as you always talk about, it's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood.
Soul comes from. The soul is in many things, bro.
It's in the blood. And I'm going to tell you something. When the earth fractured. That's right. When the earth fractured from Africa, it was because the blood had actually moved. And if you look at the blood, whenever you look, what sustains the global economy? What is the number one resource that moves the global economy? It's oil. You know why oil is so important? Because it is the blood of the earth. And it's black. And it is black for a reason. If you ever look at oil is abiotic. The earth actually creates it. It's
fossil
abiotic.
Food.
That's right. The earth creates it. It actually creates it, and that's what keeps the tectonic plates from rubbing together and making this whole planet unstable. And whenever you look in like different parts, you see different parts of this country where they start to do fracking and pulling out too much oil, and things start to collapse when they do that, and then they start to have earthquakes.
Hey, listen, I see beaches burning, man. I see water burning. This cat is on a boat. He struck this shit, man. The whole water, and it was from fracking, releasing some kind of chemicals and underground crap into the water. Now the water is wasted. All the fish, all the animals are decimated. This is what I'm talking about. Look, I love this planet. This planet is my mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how other people feel about it, but I'm connected to this bad boy. And it's almost like they bleed me when they bleed this planet like this. And we all... us people of melanated, we're the caretakers of this world, whether you know it or not. That's why we need everybody to start waking up. I know we're awakening, but we need to get to it. We got business to attend to. They destroyed our mother right before our eyes, man.
Right.
Spraying shit on us like we bugs and shit. We not bugs, and I'm not going to use God anymore. I'm using Netter. You see, because I found out that God, Zeus, and Jesus are all in one, I don't play that game. So when I refer to the supreme beings from now on, I'll either say Netter or Netteru. Or I may even go Nagas. You know what I'm saying? But I will not use God, Jesus, or Zeus. Or Christos. Nothing of those kind of verbs. And that's because of spelling. And I'm done spelling for these people.
And you know, it's amazing, Brother Braggs, once you start to have your investigation, it causes a profound change.
Yes.
In the way that you respond to things. It's more than just the way you see things, okay? Because your sight is a lying ability. What really designates you as a person is how you resonate. That's your truth. That's your truth. And I'm with you, because when you start to come across certain things, you react differently to everything. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And the book, Brother Brett, tell them the book that we're reading, and give them a little.
It's a book,
a little history of it.
One day I was on my thing, conversating with some people, as I have a tendency to do, and they were making assumptions about us. I have a problem with people limiting us. We have no limitations. Understand what I'm saying. And I'm not arrogant and I'm not rude, because believe me, I'm humble to the core, because I'm thankful that the Creator let me see what I saw. And I try to share that with everybody that I can. Okay. So, this book, the guy sent a thing, said, look, I had seen a book a long time ago, The book costs $52,000. That book now lays into, it's in the British Museum. He said, I guess he purchased the book. He said one time he put in his PDF or PDR, whatever you call it. You know, I'm not a computer guy either, so look, check out how freaky that is for me. Touch this and go over here. Man, I touch this. Bam. Here's the book. Bam. He said, copy it. Bam. Like, wow. I started reading. I had it for a minute, but I really didn't, you know, I got so many books. I can't, you know, people say, do you read? I read a hell of a lot. And guess what? I got so many books, I'm never going to complete a whole book. If I stop to complete one whole book, now the metanet is different. I got to do the one and three. That's different. And see, look at the problem I got. I can't get to it because this book is it's calling me. I'm like Pookie now. It's calling me. And I got to answer that call. Because, man, it's, hey, look, the information in there is just, it's so illuminating. It's mind-boggling.
It's dope. And that's and not,
it,
that's...
And look, and it's intoxicating because it's just...
Yeah, it is.
It's things that I talked to Khalid the other day. The stuff that me and him talked about, I don't know if I mentioned that night this book to him, but the next day after I talked to him, because I talked to him for a considerable amount of time, I just, because I mentioned it to him, I said, let me pop this book. Then I opened that book, I opened it up on page 28. Now, I normally start at the front, the very first page. I don't do introductions. But the book opened up at 28, so I just happened to read that page and look, right into the meat of things. I began to read that, so I get from 28 to 38 to 48. I'm at 58 now. And now I got to go back and reread all that because, man, I wrote down like five book pages in my book on right from the book because, man, it's just it's so much information. And it's about everything. It's about how we were put in this captivity and brought from over there to over here. It's how the OMAX started the civilization over there, how the Mexican people came to be, how all these people came to be, and it's all because of you and I, the maker, the owner, the cream, the mothers and fathers of all civilization. Let nobody bull jive you. These people have went around the world to certain countries and tried to wipe the country out, and they found out that the government's actually paid for this shit. This is, man, if you, that's what I'm telling you, but when you dig into this shit is juicy than a movie. They actually paid Europeans to come to certain countries, Cuba, Brazil, Puerto Rico, I believe Jamaica or the Dominican Republic, and these people came there with the exact purpose to be there in the Caribbean. The exact purpose there was to impregnate the dark-skinned women. This is where you get the mulatto class, octoroon, all these different variations of our persuasion. Now, when you talk about these Roman Spaniards or these Germans, French, because see, this is who these people are. Don't let them fool you with their names. They're from the same geographical location. They're all the same people. They took on different names. Most of them ended up taking on your titles and my titles. Because if you go into Europe and check out the nobility of Europe, you're going to find out it all began with us, all of it. And it's the whitewashing, Cromwell, there's so many people involved. Now, Campollion, I read a few things on him, but I need his book. I need to pull his whole, like his, what's the criminal background? I need to pull his whole smitty. You know what I'm saying? I need to pick his whole game card.
His rap sheet.
I need to pick his whole smitty so I can see he's shadowy. He's man. So you got to check all these people out. Because these are people. Then you got these boys in Virginia who, long, long story. I'm going to cut it short as I can. In Virginia, these people, for the census, you have people down there smudging up the census. They didn't want the black Indian to be recognized, so they muddled the waters between the black Indian, the African, or any dark-skinned person. Then they had, what is it called, a dog's list. They let people who they knew damn well weren't Indian, because you got to be, first of all, let's say Indian. Indian means indigenous or indigo. Indigo, what does that tell you? Black ass.
Black.
Sorry, I never said like that. But black. Indigo. So...
Right.
That's what's up. So see how they play with this thing? Things like the cowboys in the West, it wasn't no white folks, it was us. They called. Look, the derogatory shit, anytime boys in the back of it, you knew it was us. Cowboy. Cowboys wanted to be cowboys after the brothers perfected how to break bulls and brought that cattle all over the country. They sent for special actors to come over here and show them how to do cattle. Remember this, the people that they imprisoned, incarcerated, because that's what they did. They came over here and they imprisoned the whole nation. They came over here with guns and whatnot. They came over here with violence to peaceful people. all over the world, everywhere they look like us. Almost a planned move, strategic. The takeover. The greatest story
the
ever told. They want us to be asleep, but we're not asleep. We are no longer sleeping. And we're going to get to the bottom of it, because, man, my life's work is to get to exactly who did what and how, where, when, where, and why, you know? And
it's a full investigation.
It would have taught me this.
It is.
It taught me this in school instead of teaching me all this bull squabble. See, whenever you hear pilgrims, that means a stranger. I was reading that.
Right.
They brought us here as pilgrims. They would not let you congregate. Once they put you in captivity in your own land, they wouldn't let you congregate anywhere because you were the nation builders. You were the builders. So don't be fooled. They knew who they were dealing with. They were dealing with the brightest, the smartest, the best, who knew everything about this planet, and they put them into captivity. So that slave game, stop letting them play that slave game. It wasn't no fucking slave. D.C. was built from the mind of a black man. He only saw the plans one time. That's a Benjamin Banneker. We some bad mofos, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and that's I totally agree. We can't give into that slave game as being who we are, because it is not. You know, we were here way before, and so many
way more than that.
Now, Brother Brax, tell everyone, what's the name of the book that you're referencing, that you're speaking of?
The book that I'm referencing is America. Then I got Conquest of Peru. That's the Conquest of America, Conquest of Peru, and Conquest of Mexico. I got all three of them in my possession. And they're all books in the late 1500s coming up to the future. So they're old books. And you know what? That's what I hunt for. And I've been so fortunate. I got some of the old books that a lady gave me. She was in a truck. And it was all these books. I was like, wow, I love books. She said, what did you say? I said, oh, no, I'll just say I love books. Well, my dad died. Take whatever you want. I'm like, what? Man, she gave me there we go again. She gave me some stuff that I could have never bought, that you won't never see again, because this guy bought real books, hardbound leather books about all the great philosophers, all the people who built the country, music, Beethoven, man, great books.
Brother Braggs, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, by the way?
All right, peace. I'm good, man. I'm good as long as I wake up. That's all I require.
Say, long as you still walking on top of it, huh?
That's right. That's all we need, man.
And not 6 feet under. All right.
Right. You wake up, it's a great day. The possibilities are endless.
Right. Let me ask you this, based on what you was talking about, that our identity shouldn't be caught up in enslavement and whatnot. Now, I know you're not one of those who denied that the slave trade ever happened.
Because
there's evidence, you know, of course, that it did. But why do you think that there seems to be an academic effort, an entertainment effort, to convince all American-born black people that we all descendants of enslaved Africans, when in 1850 or 1855, in that census, you had 500,000 free black people listed in the census?
I love Scott.
You had free people owning more slaves than white people. People don't know this shit, but it's true. You had black people owning more slaves than white people. They had to make a law to stop it. Check that out. Peek that game. Now, check this out, Scotty. This is what the game is, as far as I'm concerned. They throw all this shade and all this nonsense, this static, because they're stealing your land right from under your feet, because most people don't know you're standing on your own shit. That's what they do. Because, see, if you're from Africa, then you don't have a real connection to this land. If you find you got a real connection to this land, they won't be able to kill you on site, because you look at shit a little bit differently, wouldn't you? So we got to keep you thinking that you're standing on, you're not an American. You're the only true fucking American. Americans look like you and me. A European can't be a fucking American. Tell me how.
Let me see if I got you right. Let me see if I understand you right. Is that they don't want those of us who are the descendants of free black people to know our true heritage because of any land rights or any kind of
free
rights
black
like
people,
that?
Free Almacs, free Moors. You was here first, long before any Caucasian stepped on these shores. Long before. Matter of fact, we come from the ancient ones. We come from the first people to have the conceptualization of a Netaru, a Negus. Because I won't use those other terms anymore, God, Jesus, or Zeus, because that's all that European mind conquest shit. I'm done with that. Those are spells. We're going to dismiss those spells, leave them powerless.
You know, the thing
standing on our own shit. That's what it really is, Scotty. We're standing on our own shit, and they done try this mind game. And see, you got these forces: Jesse Jackson, Bill Gates. Look at Bill, the dude who wrote Roots. He got sued for plagiarism. This shit is bogus. This shit is bogus. Now, some Africans did come. Look, when they took those Moors, the first Moors went there. They took them to Haiti. Only 50,000 Africans came to America. Most of the Africans went to South America, Brazil, Puerto Rico. That's where all dispersed. That's why Brazil is so, it's the second greatest black population out of Africa.
Yes,
so
it is.
You got to pee game. These boys, what they did with the indigenous, because I was checking some laws the other day and I was tripping. They were snatching up anybody black. It didn't matter. That's why they had to blur the line between the Indian and the Negro. Indian, Negro, and African. They all look alike. Just think what I'm saying. Unless, and tell me this. How can an outsider discern, tell us who we are? Discern between who's African, who? Because if we don't say, they damn sure can't just tell you. But see,
they have to create a school to teach you that.
Right.
You have to buy the teaching.
Right. We let them tell us who we are.
But
we need to
Brother Bragg.
Let me educate you. You know he's going to bullshit you.
Brother Bragg.
Come on now.
Brother Bragg, you know, like most of the white people in this country, Caucasians, European descent, they are not descendants. I'm talking about the vast majority are not descendants of colonists, those Europeans that was in the colonies
That's how they kept the numbers from with migration. They brought all
most of them didn't come until the 1800s and whatnot. And then that's why Jackson gave them all that land that they took,
from
people and whatnot. But again, my point, though, going back to my point, see, they couldn't even win the Revolutionary War without the free black colonists. And they don't want us to know that we have as much claim. If we want to claim where we fought for this land, we bled from, we took it from the British. Well, black people did that too.
This was our land. They're trying to steal the land. They're trying to steal our birthright. We're standing on our birthright, I'm telling you, Scotty. Most people don't believe it because we've been fed that bullshit. We're standing on our shit. I'm telling you, America belongs to us.
True.
I'm telling you, America was the main colony of those Egyptians, of those black scientists who went out to the world to teach all the knowledge. Them black people, that's our ancestors. Same.
And you know, this is why you'll have the Smithsonian. This is why you'll have the Vatican. Yeah. This is why you will have all of these.
$30 million to the Oriental Museum in Hyde Park, man, to control the message coming out of here. I'm saying that big factors in this that he's telling you right now. Big factors.
Yeah.
Big money.
They have that because all of the archaeological finds, what they want to do is they want to seize that because that is the evidence of the truth. This is why you have zoning permits when it comes to building. You can't just build anywhere. This is why you have wildlife refuge that is vast across this country to prevent you from actually finding and digging up what has already been covered up. This is Scotty is absolutely right. This has always been, and Brother Bragg is absolutely right, this always has been and always will be the land that you are from.
Some
people are from. What's that, brother?
Right,
let me just put this.
You right down there where the mountains are. Right where you at down here right now. You where the mountains are. Monroe, Louisiana. There's mountains in Monroe, Louisiana. They're all down the Mississippi River. Google it. You ain't got to believe me. You standing on your own shit. They don't want you to know it. The mound builders, that's you and me. Don't let them fool you. All these pale faced men, they speak with pork damn tongue. They full of bobo. They full of it. Bullshit. I just got to put it like that because that's what they feel of.
And you know, but what one of the real good, one of the most, some of the most important things about this whole thing is that we have to really realize that when we look at Africa, all of the continents, if you look at them, they splinter from there. So that means at one point in all times, they were landlocked and the oceans were in between them and around them and everything. So what did that mean? That meant that our people were able to travel everywhere, and this is why they became the masters of the sea. This is how we are indigenous to the whole planet. not just one continent that they keep trying to put you on, because right. when they put you on that continent, then you don't lay claim to where it is rightfully yours. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We got another caller in queue. Hold on, let's bring him up real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, brother. This is Mel.
Peace, brother Mel. What's going on?
Good, man. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all fired up.
Good that you with us now, man.
Y'all fired up. My first little bit about Scotty. You had a great show, too, today, Scotty, man. But I think that DNA change thing is a total psyop. That's for them.
Oh, man, yeah.
That they have the power to change our DNA to total mind S, if you want to put it like that. They don't have that power, man. What really struck me just now, I had a revelation, because me and my family have been trying to get our Indian rights, so to speak, years. And I'm wondering if, okay, the ones that can track their roots from Africa, they're documented. They're documented chattel. So is that why I can't find my, so to speak, paperwork? Because I was indigenous? Or
and look what they did. The people over here, the tough
men,
the brothers, who wouldn't let them, they sent them away. The Tanos, they wiped them out. Them brothers wouldn't let. All the boys who wouldn't go for slavery, because it was a bunch. See, this is the stories you're not going to hear unless you dig. It was a bunch of
different. Brother Bragg, let me set this for you, because what you're about to say, Mel, you just dropped a bomb. But hold on real quick. Brother Braggs, why are all the, all the light-skinned brothers ones that always be some of the biggest hell ragers? Because they've been that way for centuries. Let me tell you something about being black. Being black has nothing to do with the tone of your whole let me tell you something. It's amazing, because being light skinned and mixed is two different things. Huge, two different things. And because we don't know history, there were some brothers here that would have been classified as light skinned that you don't hear much about, because they had to kill them all because they were not laid down. Now nor ever. So for those of you that like to live in that light skin, dark skin thing, that's not many of you that do, if you're really conscious, because then you know the deception, because then you're taking on the image of your oppressor when you do that. So that's what Brother Braggs is talking about. And to my man Mel, yes, brother, that's why there is no documentation on you, because you indigenous. And be careful of that Ancestry.com crap, because all they're doing is they're nothing more than collecting your DNA for the appropriate time and
steal your money, man.
Don't give them a
database on us like that. Come on, man. I mean, they've been taking shit, because I always wonder where all the blood that they've been taking my whole life. That's why I ain't messed with a doctor over a year and a half, man. I ain't
brother,
no
brother
blood.
Bragg.
Man, I don't want to be sticking nothing in me. I'm tripping.
Brother Bragg.
Yes, sir.
Brother Bragg, I don't know if you ever watched like a TV show like, Forensic Files or something, and they can get a speckle of blood, and
they can tell what
they ate. And what they,
you know how many black people were convicted on DNA evidence and they found that the shit was all bogus, man? I'm talking about, for real. You can't qualify nothing that these boys say, because everything is to make a buck.
If
it was no buck involved, we could believe them, but since it's a buck involved, don't believe them. Your best bet is to check the census. Because the Dawes List, 1865, Freedmen Bureau, check all them listings like that. Wherever you live, check those census reports out, because I'm going all the way back to Louisiana, where my people from. They way down in southwest Louisiana. Go to a courthouse down there and check the census documents down there to find out what's popping. Because that way you get the real shit. You don't get docked up shit. They stealing your money. Do it yourself. Do it. You see what I'm saying?
They ain't just stealing your money. They stealing your DNA. Why do they need three vials of blood, and I just came in for the flu? What are they doing with all that damn blood? But they can tell you.
No, that's what I wondered, man.
Well, that's why they give you the flu, so that you'll seek medical attention from them. Man, you
man.
Come on. So
they got the needles, man. You know what I'm saying? I read so much. I'm like, damn, I got hurt, and they had to take my number 4D. disc out my neck, messed my shoulder up and shit. That's when I started paying attention to what's inside everything, what I eat and shit. But anyway, that's another story. These boys, man, yeah. They gave me a spinal, they use a machine to give you the shot. And man, listen, when that shit hit me in my back, man, they anesthetized, you know, covered the area and all kind of, man. It felt like an elephant was sitting on me, man. Paralyzed my whole body. I couldn't move. He said, "How you doing?" I could barely say, "Man, it feels like nobody is sitting on me." Man, it's the worst shit I ever felt, man. Nobody's sticking me with shit else, man. I'm done with that shit. I don't need no medicine. If I can't get it out of a tomato or a
family show.
Apple,
family
I
show.
Won't be getting it.
Family show, hey, Brother Braggs. Family show.
Hey, Brother Day, you remember when you laughed at me? And you the one that got me thinking like this. You laughed at me because I said, "We're going to be our own Dennis. And I'll be down with the same DDS."
Me too.
They ain't putting no chips, no chips, no nothing in me, man. I don't want nothing.
Family show, fellas. Family show. Family show, brothers. Family show. No cursing. No cursing. No cursing. We got the babies listening. No cursing. But yeah, you know, and I'm gonna tell you, wild oregano oil is what you need to actually have for your teeth in case you ever have a problem with your teeth in the future. Wild oregano oil is critical for that. So, man, you brothers are dropping some major, because that's true. Mel, you dropped the big one. So is that why? Is that why they can't find nothing on me? Because I'm indigenous? Yeah.
I was here too long before they start keeping count. I was here before that. Peace,
right.
Y'all.
That's the greatest
Peace.
Secret in America, man, that we was here. We the ones that was here. Not them. We the ones that was here. They the pilgrims, not us. We are the Americans. See that? And you know when you see people beating their chest? Go back home. Man, European, you go back home. See, and brothers, please, brothers, think what I'm saying. You indigenous? You are ancient. You from this continent, always been here. All of us, not some of us are African. It ain't no shame in it, though. Whatever we are.
No problem.
It's the same. Because the Africans started all this, so it's all the same. That's what I'm saying. Don't let them box us in no corner. It's got some, man, these brothers from Africa started all civilization. The rape of the black woman is the effect of all these different races of people that you see, because the first mother was the black mother. All I'm saying, we got more in common than we got with anything else. And people talking about calling black means dead and this and that. Nah, I've been in Black's Law Library, I've been all in the etymology, and I understand black bleach, boop, bop, boop, boop. But look, let's not do semantics, man. You know who you are. Why do they attack us? Because we look a certain way. What is that way? Because we are dark, pigmented people. So let's stop playing with each other. We know what the deal is. They hate us just because we're great. They hate us because you're the first man to walk the planet. And the whole thing is, the big secret is, they know once you know, you won't be controlled anymore. So the whole thing is
to keep you in your own mental state.
Because once you know who you are, you can no longer be controlled. You can no longer be a slave. You won't even let nobody talk to you about slavery, because your shit is way bigger than some slavery shit.
Yeah. Well, hey, Brother Bragg, we got to go to a commercial break. We got another caller in queue. Want to bring this brother on. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show today. Friday, sometimes, you know, we just like to sit back and just talk among ourselves and just to re-energize ourselves and to be recommitted, and that's what this is all about. We got my man, Brother Braggs, is here, and we got another caller in queue. Let's bring this brother on. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. What's your name, where you're calling from, or sister? What's your question or comment?
Peace, what's good? It's Ross.
What's up, brother? How you feeling, Ross?
What's going on, brother? Peace.
Come
brother
on,
Frag,
come with it.
Jim, peace. Scotty, it's just crazy. Today is just crazy.
Mel was the other brother that was on.
Mel, too, yes, because Jim was on earlier.
Yes, you always got it correct. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man, I wanted to chime in. You talked about DNA. Man, you know why they're collecting the DNA? This is what I think. I'm pretty sure for all of the African people that fought against white supremacy that they have a database with the DNA of Marcus Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, all the females, Fannie Lou Hamer, everybody who ever stood for anything that was against injustice, that is black. And what they do, I think, is when they get our DNA, they look for markers to see who is most similar to those people.
Yep.
And if you show those traits,
the profile.
They genetically profile you to see who the next black quote unquote black messiah would be, which is what Gay Edgar Hoover was into. And if they find that you have those markers, then they intensify their fight against you because they know that you might have the solution to this problem, as far as a more immediate solution than the ones we're working on now. That's what I believe.
Wait there. Let me just add to something.
I got something to add to that too. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Yeah, and that is definitely a part of the overall programming. And also, they also use, because they know where certain parts of the country will actually start to develop that type of, and those parts of the countries are completely attacked with lead from lead in the different chemtrails and lead in the environment, and then you will have the poverty there will be great. Because what they want to do is they want to bring about the overall poverty depression that attacks your mind, okay? And that is what this brother is talking about is so true. Go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, the New American Century is a think tank mostly associated with neocons, but don't fall for the left-right paradigm. You know, these people, left or right, are on a special kind of evil when it comes to non-white people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, right. New American Century, when Clinton was president, they came up with this policy paper. All right. So in this policy paper, they talk about foreign policy, obviously, but how does this relate to DNA? Well, in this paper, they talk about developing biological weapons that can target people by their genetic, markers and whatnot that identify for race. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the proper terminology for our, differences biologically, I'm talking about human beings and whatnot, but be able to come up with designer, let's just call them designer biological weapons, and that being one of the weapons of choice for the future, that way when you wage war,
they've been doing this a long time.
Look at the destruction that's in Libya now. All right, in this paper, they talk about all the infrastructure would be left intact because they wouldn't be bombing the infrastructure. They'll just be wiping out the people by their genetic phenotype. This is in their paper. Wolfowitz, the dude that's on CNN, he signed the paper. Most of the people that was in the Bush administration signed the paper. His brother, of course, signed the paper. And a whole bunch of more people that you may see on television being touted as security experts or political analysts or this, that, and the other. All these are the type of people, man. So that genetic stuff, man, they have already openly discussed coming up with these type of weapons where they could just take out everybody.
Ever since those Nazis came to America, they've been doing that, Scotty. Ever since those Nazis came, they've been doing this, man. NASA, everything. All of these boys, they've been running experiments. Black ops, we'll call it what you like.
Dave, did we lose Dave? Do we?
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was saying, yeah, okay. It was the Council on Foreign Relations with Scotty. Those were the signers of that. It was Kissinger, along with Monsanto and Brother Roz and Scotty are exactly right. This has been the program for many, many years. This is why they had to have the tracking by way of Social Security number and a lot of the governmental influences that you see now has been nothing more than tracking and data mining for the individuals that will be a threat. Go ahead, Roz. I'm sorry, brother.
Oh, no problem. I was just going to also talk about the pyramids. It's so funny because Dr. Ben used to always talk about the fact that Sudan has more pyramids than Egypt, and their pyramids, a lot of the ones that are not there anymore, were older than Egyptian pyramids. The reason why you don't see them, the older ones, is because they were made out of mud. Whereas what made Egypt special was that they were the first people to build in solid stone. And matter of fact, they also have pyramids in West Africa and Nigeria. They have step pyramids there that I actually have pictures of. So, and not only that, but there's also, a long time ago, like in the late 90s, there was evidence that the Sphinx and the pyramid complex at Giza was 10 to 12,000 years old, which they're not telling people that publicly. And this was investigated just due to the watermarking that they found on the Sphinx. And they also found, because essentially the water markings that they found were dated back to that time frame, because around 10 to 12,000 years ago was when the constellation of Leo was in control, and the Sphinx was basically part of the reason that it was built was to venerate the age of Leo. And beyond that, the only time that Egypt had was not desert was 10 to 12,000 years ago, was when Egypt was not desert. It was after the desertification of the Sahara, essentially, is what facilitated Egypt becoming what we know it to be today. So there's a lot of misinformation out there about pyramids.
That's why they have the floodings. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, I went to ask you, did you get the article I sent you about Britain creating a plastic $5 bill?
Yes, and I wanted to talk to you about, I was going to call you about that later. We always on the same thing. It's so funny. But yeah, this has been, you know, Brother Bragg will tell you there's pyramids in Nevada. There's pyramids in Europe. There's pyramids, you know, all through South America. Right, Japan. There's also pyramids in Russia and in China that are being hidden from the general population. This is nothing new at all. And Brother Braggs, I think Brother Braggs is tending to the gatekeepers that he have. So when he comes back, go ahead.
Very nice.
No, I'm
yeah, I'm gonna let,
I know he has some big gatekeepers. So when you said that, I started cracking up.
yeah. But yeah, brother, this is so true. You know, I don't buy into that whole. Whenever they try to push anything on you, you need to be looking in the other direction. You know, like Brother Braggs, we talked about it. America has been more significant and crucial than this. Is why they don't want you to know much about the Bermuda Triangle. They don't want you to know about the different ancient societies. Societies that were the real commerce ways and commerce centers of mega centers of the world, because they were built and established and actually they were actually developed the Silk Roads, the trade routes. That this was all established by black people, always has been and always will be. And this is not anything that should be new to us. It shouldn't be anything that's shocking to us. What it should be is encouraging to us and to reestablish and take back our own existence and stop reading from and what the schools try to teach you, because the schools will get you just to obey. Education will actually free you. So very, very critical. Very critical. But let me see if Brother Braggs, he didn't come back. I think he's still tending to taking care of Wilburn. Let me see. All right. Brother Braggs, you back?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave. I'm back. My daughter, forgive me, man. My daughter graduated from college.
None.
She just got her graduation.
Oh, that's right.
My first car. So I had to go out and give her a kiss right there. Forgive me.
Much love. Much respect to her.
Yes, sir. Congrats. Yes,
peace
sir.
And love. Peace and love.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so what I was saying, man, these boys have been doing this stuff for a long time. I remember seeing on 60 Minutes in like maybe like 70-71, and what they were talking about bombs that didn't destroy property, only kill people. That's the AIDS. This AIDS, they started developing this AIDS in like the late 40s and the 50s. 56, I think they patented it. And you're going to find a lot of these things, if you check the CDC, these people got patents on these Ebola, Zika, and all this shit. And you find that those patents are held by people in America. Why do you need patents on diseases that kill millions of people, that are have the capability to kill millions of people? See what I'm saying?
Because you're profiting from it.
Well, nefarious. You know what? What really started me to dig in when I stumbled upon Margaret Sanger and these other eugenicists, these murderers of babies, these schemers, these Decepticons, because they're straight Decepticons. Look, the most, and I hate to say this, and I'm not trying to kick nobody, believe me, but it's the truth. If you check these numbers, it's frightening. The place that the black baby is most endangered is in the womb. Because these people have gotten into people's heads and told them it's all right to kill people. That baby inside that womb is still a person. It's a soul. You know, we're talking about sacred things. Again, that's another thing. When you go back to the old world, you're going to find out a whole bunch of stuff about black people. We were the God's people. Man, they call us all kind of things because we were godly. What we practice. Look, you're going to find out that if a man is a liar, that means his heart ain't worth shit. And if his heart ain't worth shit, he ain't worth nothing to nobody. So all your word is all you got. That's all you got. So whatever you do, you got to perfect your word. Look, as you perfect this mind, spirit from the lower self to the higher self, that's a whole other conversation. And I don't want to confuse people because I'm not on no Jesus stuff. I'm on, you know, a whole other journey in that regard. But there's nothing wrong with whatever journey anybody chooses, because I stand over no man. I judge no man or woman, because women are my equal. That queen, you can't come to this dimension unless you come through that system.
That's right. The entryway. And you can't. You know, Brother Braggs and everyone that's listening, I think one of the things that we really have to understand, and we do, is that propaganda is very, very strong. The printing press was the most effective weapon against humanity has ever been built, even greater than any atomic bomb. Because I'm going to tell you something, and don't take this offense to this. Listen, there are many that claim to be chosen, but what it really was, if you look at it, they chose. The chosen has already been established by the creation initially. So read between the lines on what I just said there. The chosen is not those that call themselves the chosen. They chose. That's what it really means. The ones that chose. The chosen were the ones that were created initially. That would be you. That would be you. So very, very, very important. But, you know, Brother Braggs, and because Ross had talked about the pyramids, and I know that you have, and as well as he has, you know, I knew that would, Brother Ross, you hear him? As soon as I said the pyramids, you heard him? He said, oh, man.
Yes, but sir. Another secret that they want to keep from you. The pyramids sit on power chakras all through the world, everywhere they are. See, your brothers, these gods, these Netaru. These guys who were men who had the will plug right into the divine. When I say things are sacred, all life is sacred. So just understand what I'm saying. Look, when they debase your mindset to make you think that a life is expendable, like garbage, like trash. When they kill you, your brother, right in front of you, because they have no value on his life. You got to ask you what kind of person you dealing with that has no respect for life, man, woman, or child.
Yep, that's so true. And you know, back to Brother Rye's point when he was talking about that they collect that DNA because it's a vetting process. This is why you have within our communities so much so-called Planned Parenthood, because the biggest threat to the establishment has always been within our genetic coding. That is the biggest threat. This is why you have the continuous attack, and it has to continue, because if it lets up, guess what happens? Then they start to produce the greatest minds that have ever been created will reestablish themselves, and the ability of those individuals is untapped, and not only that, it's uncontrollable. So what do? They try to devise ways to trick and deceive you and impoverish you, because that destroys your brain function. Poverty destroys your functionality in your brain waves. That's the science.
It actually makes you dumb, and that they've proven that scientifically. Poverty and hunger makes you less intelligent. And to speak to the abortion thing, there's I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary. It's called My Alpha 21, where they get into Planned Parenthood and they actually play clips of white people calling to make donations, and they specifically request that the donations
kill
are used
babies.
To kill black babies.
Yeah,
you're on point, my brother.
What they call it is womb lynching. It's womb lynching is what the brother called it in the documentary. And he said they discussed the fact that more black people have been killed through abortion than ever died in the transatlantic slave trade. So when you're talking about, like you're talking about, and then another thing we don't take into account, for all the people that they killed during the Middle Passage and when we got here, we don't take into account not just those individual lives, but the lives they could have produced had they lived, their descendants. So when you really start to count those numbers, you have to add, if I was a male, you have to add how many children would I have had in my lifetime average, and you add those deaths to that as well. If I'm a female, how many children could I have born in my lifetime, and you add those deaths. So they're killing us intergenerationally before we're even born. So when that brother
said womb
lynching, it made sense. It made perfect sense, because that's what they're doing. And it's funny, because when I went to Egypt with Dr. Renoka Rashidi, we were at the pyramid temple in Giza, and there was a small passageway that you had to crawl through to get to the different sections in the pyramid. And I'm kind of claustrophobic, and I couldn't do it. Because I knew I was going to get stuck, and I was like, I'm not doing that. So I actually backed out, and my son went in, because he was with us. I think he was about 11 or 12 when we went. And when he went in there, he said he went into the complex, the pyramid itself, and they got to the king's chamber, and he said that there was a sound he heard. It was a resonating sound that was vibrating, and he said the energy was so profound. And I told him it's called tachyon energy. And what it is the energy that the pyramids actually harness by this simple shape. And I think it was Brother Jam talked about it. The capstones were either made of electrum or of gold. And when the sun, solid gold, and when the sun would rise up on the horizon, basically the capstone would mirror the sun. You couldn't look at it, or it'll blind you, no different than looking at the sun. That's how.
Yeah, Brother Davis had talked about that. Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And you know, that is a place you can also do that at Adam's Calendar in South Africa, which directly points to Queen Sheba's, some of her ancient minds. There is a resonant hum and frequency that is there that not only will you hear it, you will actually feel it. Adam's Calendar, one of the oldest monolithic structures on Earth. and it's determined by the patina that's there, and it resonates to this day. And it leads you directly to some of the ancient, most productive gold mines of Queen Sheba. So true.
And you know what? I remember just with this discussion, what we don't realize is how much we have lost. And when I say that, I mean in the sense that I've dealt with and still deal with quite a few traditional African priests from the Ghana, from Nigeria, and Kemetic priests as well. And there's something that our ancestors used to do, and it still happens today if you go through traditional initiation on the continent. They don't always educate you the way that we're used to. They had in Egypt the system of a classroom setting, where they would teach you almost like with a blackboard, and you would take notes, and then they would take you out into nature and show you the sciences that you were learning at work in nature. That was one form of learning. And then they had an accelerated form, and they called it pouring knowledge into the person. So when you go through initiation, you can learn tens of thousands of years worth of information in minutes. And it's going through the initiatic process, and the rituals that they put you through essentially infuses you with knowledge in an almost instantaneous fashion. And that is something that we in the Western Hemisphere, we Africans in the Western Hemisphere, don't get to experience. Some of us do. Some of us will go through initiation, whether it's into the Orisha tradition of the Yoruba or the Akan tradition and so on and so forth. It's a form of pouring knowledge into you where it's an instantaneous form of enlightenment and a direct connection to the Netzaru or the Orisha, which would be the equivalent to Roman Catholicism, saints. Because the vast majority of Netzaru, or a good portion of them, were human beings who reached such a high attainment of spirituality, they were deified. And that's where the Catholics got that whole concept from. And that is something that a lot of us are missing. And that's something I wanted to put out there.
Right. And you know, it's amazing because the pouring of that, and how you actually saturate that human living entity, the human being that is making that transformation, is done by resonant sound. And that's one of the things that they don't use. And that's why we don't have the saturation that we once knew and engaged in. It is all harmonic frequencies, and that is the key to energy and life itself. So, man, brothers, as always, I hate that the show ends, because just so much, and I truly, truly appreciate. Brother Braggs, I had put him on muted him real quick because of the background noise. So let me just, because we got to get ready to get out of here, just want to say, Brother Braggs, thank you so much, brother, for calling. We got to definitely do your class. Raj, you need to teach a class definitely also. And
yes,
this is something that we need to engage in, because I'm going to tell you something. We have to engage in, like Raj said, how much we have lost, the prosperity that we have lost can be regained. It requires the commitment and the energy of you by taking the responsibility of what is at stake here. And then we become accountable for what it is that we can do. Much love, much respect to you all. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Brother Bragg.
Hey, look, I just want to say one thing, man. Hey, we the new age. We're not Indiana Jones.
Yes.
We the brothers from the hood. We're gonna break this shit down for real in the archives of the world and the nonsense. Break it down to the lowest common denominator.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Much love, much respect. Thank you to Brother Jambone, Mel, Scotty, everyone else, and all of you that have been listening. And we're going to get it to where it maintains the overall family show, because it's so, so important that we get this out. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Talk to you soon. Peace and love. Peace, peace.
Serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake.